Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. In this episode, we get a big picture, looking at some issues that deserve deliberate contemplation, including the importance of back office versus instructional ed technologies, details on how to create echo learning systems, the essence of equity in education, and more. So settle in. First off, as the deadline for eSchool News' 2022 Hero Awards approaches, that's September 1st to be exact, I had the opportunity to talk with Kelly Goodman. She's the manager of expense management at the legendary Florida Virtual School, and Jim McClurkin. He's a director of state and local government at SAP Concur, about her nomination for this year's awards. At first glance, I have to say I was a bit confused about how an expense management system could be seen as heroic. But as Kelly explains, if the back end is not solid state and efficient, instruction falters and learning will slow. Have a listen. Kelly, you know, we're talking about a lot of times the technology that's in the classroom, the pedagogy, especially when you look at remote learning and a lot of the changed behaviors there, that kind of takes the forefront when people talk about the technology in schools. Mm-hmm. When we talk about SAP and back office and administrative tasks, sometimes they're put in the back office, right? for a reason. Talk a little bit about the importance of it from running, you know, an organization like Florida Virtual School.
Well, so my team, we are the expense management team. So we deal with travel, expense reimbursement, purchasing card, and it's easy to feel like you don't even work for a school sometimes because you're just looking at money, finance, that kind of stuff. But when the pandemic hit, it affected us in that we were all travel came to a virtual stop. We had to figure out what were we doing during this time? How do we continue to be valuable? And so we started to look at, well, what processes can we make more efficient? What can we optimize so that when our teachers are traveling again, it's easier for them to just jump back in and get moving? So we took that time to really look at our systems, to look at what were we doing that could be improved. And we found a couple areas where we were able to make improvements. So now that everyone is moving again, things are flowing in a much better way. We have optimized workflows. We have efficient processes. Where we used to be in multiple systems, we're in one system. And we're finding that it's giving our teachers so much more time to focus on students and get back to what they do so we can get our stuff done and move forward.
Yeah. And Jim, you know, talk a little bit about the education space, the education vertical versus, you know, the number of industries that SAP also works with and the distinctions there. I mean, what is it that makes education special?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, we have a very large K-12 vertical business, right? So Florida Virtual School, lots of large public districts, as well as private districts, as well as private charter schools and across the gambit. And what people don't realize is that a district, something as large as Florida Virtual School or any of the large districts that we work with, they're really like a lot of other organizations. They're buying things, they're paying for things, they're you know, all those same kind of functions still happen, right? Now when the pandemic hit, a lot of it shifted. You know, it moved from travel expense for us to a lot of it to invoice processing and doing, you know, because now all of a sudden people were dispersed. You know, they were used to going to a brick and mortar building. Now they weren't. I have a unique experience that I see it because I have national responsibility. I see it across the country, right? And people were really struggling early to figure out and get their feet underneath them. Teachers were remote. Students were remote, administrators were being redeployed.